This is what he does each and every weekday at 5 o'clock. It is the old school of 5 o'clock jam. I love it, Kev. Thank you so much. 526. Frankie Darcel with you each and every weekday. 25 minutes of nonstop music. He is Cosmic Kev. Man, on the 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm counting. 5, 6. Okay, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. All right, Talk of the Town is underway, and we're talking about the Willingboro, New Jersey school district. And right now, they have a new policy. They're saying about $50,000 really was fraudulent as a result of parents who were signing up for lunch programs that didn't deserve it. So as a result, now parents have to, and always had to, but now they have to put money on their kids' account, right? Or either pay for the lunch. If the account is depleted and there's no money there, then the kid won't get lunch that day. It's about, quote, from the superintendent, parental responsibility. So the lunch will in turn be thrown away. The question to you, Talk of the Town, is whether or not you believe that you support the school district's initiative to make parents accountable, that if the money is depleted from the account, they're going to notify them, but that the kid would not eat that day and they will be instructed, the staff, to throw the lunch away. 215-263-1053. Toll-free in New Jersey. Willingboro, want to hear from you. Thank you for your phone calls as well. 877-894-1053. Should the kid go hungry to make an example of the parent? You've got a comment. What's your name? Go right ahead.
My name is Thrown Away.
Well, yeah, we checked out the website and also reached out to Dr. Ronald Tyler. Taylor, he is the superintendent of Willingboro Public Schools. Wanted to see if we can get him on the air. Hopefully, we reached out to not one but two offices, and he'll give us a call and we can hear directly from him. But most importantly, today's Talk of the Town, want to hear from you. Phone lines are open. Talk of the Town is on the way. Old School Thursday. It's up next. More of your favorites. Philly's Best R&B and Classic. Classic Soul.
Traffic Jam, Vining. Mario Tortella, Total Traffic.
The Kimmels have a...
Here's what you missed on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What is the name of a female turkey?
Teresa, I don't know.
Teresa.
I like it.
Now, Teresa, the president that declared Thanksgiving a national holiday was Abraham Lincoln. Who the hell would know that?
Excuse me, Steve, her name is Desiree. Not Teresa.
Okay. Who the hell is Teresa? Teresa is his turkey. That's Terrell's turkey, man. You just got all this mixed up.
Check out the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 105.3 WDAS.
1-2.
Get ready to meteorologist Adam Joseph, 6 ABC Action News weather.
Comfort food for your ears. 105.3 WDAS. Sounds like Philly.
Philly's own Patti LaBelle, Old School Thursdays. Frankie Darcel with you. Today's Talk of the Town is underway, talking about the new policy within the Willingboro, New Jersey school district, trying to figure out how they could deal with the issue of parents not putting money on their kids' account. But this year, if the kid is depleted, the account is depleted, then they're going to throw the food away. Want to hear your comment. Here's Shalimar, 105.3 FM. Philly's Best R&B and Classic Soul, 105.3 FM, WTAS, Old School Thursday. That is Shalimar. This is For the Lover and You. Frankie Darcel with you, coming up in 8 minutes. I've got tickets for you. Want you to hang out at one of the hottest parties in town. Going to give you a chance to win right now. Talk of the Town is underway, talking about the new lunch policy in Willingboro, New Jersey, where the parents, because several didn't fill out the necessary paperwork, an excess of $50,000 in fraud on the parents that did not fill out the paperwork, but yet not putting money on the accounts of their students. Wanted to find out from you, the new policy is if the account for the student is depleted, then they won't get the lunch, and the staff has been directed to throw the lunch away. You've got a comment. I want to hear from you. The lines are open. What's your name? Where are you calling me from?
Yeah, my first name is because of the parents. I just don't.
Shame.
I had to call and give my opinion on this. It was aggravating me so much.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, babe. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, now the phone lines are open. Here's something to think about. So if your kids are in school for 8 months, right? $5 a day, on essence, is about what you would pay for 5 days, 4 weeks out of the month. That's just about, for 8 months, $800. That's for one kid. For public education, if you're going to pay for your kid to eat lunch in an eight-month period, that's about $800. For people with two kids in school, if you're doing $5 a day, 5 days a week, for 8 months. That's $1,600 out of the parents' pocket. If you have three children in school, you're paying in excess per year for the 8 months, $2,400. Let's just say after 6 months, you paid $600. You never missed your day. But because your kid's account was depleted that one day, they can't have lunch and the lunch goes in the trash. Does that make sense to you? That's a lot of money that you're paying for lunch at a public institution. Want to hear from you. Phone lines open. And don't forget about your birthdays. We celebrate at 610 on 105.3 FM. WDAS. Hey.